Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, third and final hour here, Bet Sweats, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. PJ Glasser and Jake Gasson with you here on Christmas Eve, December 23rd. We're going to get into our final college football playoff game that we got a preview. We'll dive into some of the other bowl games that we have. There are some reports out there that Jeff Brohm is the name of interest for Michigan. He's coaching in a bowl game today against Toledo. So maybe his swan song at the Ville, and then he heads off to Ann Arbor to coach the Wolverines. And then we'll get into some futures in the NFL. We broke down the Week 17 slate, but again, a lot going on in the AFC, the NFC. We'll break down both of those conferences and maybe who we like to go to the Super Bowl before some lightning bets and our favorite bets of the day and maybe of the week as well. But Jake, final game left, Sugar Bowl, Georgia, Ole Miss. Georgia's 7-point favorite in New Orleans. Total in the game is 56.5. What are your angles when you look at this matchup?
PJ, I know it was Tulane. I was pretty impressed by Ole Miss. Like, I thought they would win that game. I didn't think they'd win so convincingly. Because I said on this network on multiple shows that, listen, with Ole Miss, Dad said, I'm going out for cigarettes and I ain't ever coming back. Good luck. And also, the water's getting turned off too because I ain't paying the bills. Like, I kind of thought that they might be a little flat. I thought Tulane might give them a little bit of a fight. I didn't think Tulane was going to win the game, but I thought they could maybe cover. And it was never close. I mean, Ole Miss just immediately kicked them in the mouth and never looked back. Now, Georgia isn't Tulane. It's a little bit different, little bit step up in competition. But I'm inclined to take the 7 with Ole Miss here. I think that they're super motivated. Maybe you can make the argument that, oh, well, they had their first game where they came out super motivated, and now this is where they fall flat. But I was impressed by them. I think 7, similarly to Alabama, is maybe a little bit too much, too many points. I think Georgia wins, but I think I'm going to be taking the 7 here.
I'm torn on this game because I worry that Ole Miss might have like some Team of Destiny vibes to them, you know? Just like Kiffin Lee.
Funny would it be? Like, if Ole Miss go everything that happened, how funny would it be they just win? They just win it all. That'd be hysterical. Like, Lane's sitting there in his office, Dad's sitting with his new family, and he just goes, wait, what? That would be very funny.
I'm kind of nervous of it. Like, because that offense is really good. I'm not there with the defense. I don't think the defense is good enough to win the title. And, like, for them to beat Georgia and then potentially beat Ohio State, like, would just be insane. So I don't think it happens. But Jake, like, Ole Miss already played Georgia this year and they went into Athens and they should have beaten them. They were winning for a majority of that game. They were winning in the fourth quarter. Now, the main difference is no Kiffin, but Georgia's defense is just night and day from what it was when those two teams played earlier. Like, Georgia's defense was still a mess back then. A lot of teams were having success through the air against them. You watch them now. I mean, we all saw them in the SEC title game. Watch what they did to Georgia Tech. You watch what they did to Texas. Like, their defense has just made such tremendous strides, and you would expect that under Kirby Smart. But, like, also the recency bias. Like, people watch Georgia and Alabama, and they watch Georgia just crush Bama. Mm-hmm. And you got to wonder how much of that is dictating this spread. Feels like 7 is probably a little too high. I think Ole Miss at 7 is probably the right side. And Jake, like, again, man, the thing with some of these semifinal games, like, the Rose Bowl is going to be 75-25 Indiana fans. The Sugar Bowl is going to be 75-25 Ole Miss fans, right? Like, Georgia and Bama, I mean, their fans have experienced a lot of these high-profile games a lot. A lot of them are hoping out and holding out money to go to maybe some semifinal games or some national title games. Ole Miss has never been to the playoff. Indiana has never been to the Rose Bowl. I don't know if they've ever been to the Rose Bowl. If they have, it's certainly been a long, long time. But they're the number one seed, right? Like, these fan bases are going all out. They've been waiting for this for a long, long time. So they're going to have the crowd on their side. I don't know. I don't think it's a game I'm going to end up betting. I think I want to bet it live. I think Georgia probably wins, but I kind of get nervous that Ole Miss could upset them potentially. I go back and forth. What I will say, if you like Ole Miss in the game, I think you bet the over. I think it's correlated.
Ooh.
I think of all the semifinal matchups, the one that I feel best about side and total being correlated is Ole Miss. Because I don't see them beating Georgia like 24-20. I think if they beat Georgia, it's a shootout. I think they beat Georgia 35-31, 38-34. That's how they beat Oklahoma on the road. And again, they were beating Georgia in the fourth quarter. If they would have won that game, it would have gone over the number. I think that's Ole Miss' path to success. If you like the Rebels, bet the over in the game. Georgia, I think, could win a game that either goes over or under the total, so I don't think really anything is correlated with them. That's how I would play it. You like Ole Miss money line, you like Ole Miss plus 7, parlay it with the over, because I think their only path to victory is a shootout. But Jake, I just kind of want to sit back, I want to watch, and I want to see what this game looks like, because it really wouldn't shock me, man, if Ole Miss wins this game, and then we just start talking about Team of Destiny vibes with this team.
I would love to see it, and it would be so perfectly just the theater that is college football that we've known to come and love, like come to know and love. Thank you. That would be so perfect. That storyline, we would talk about it forever. And by the way, 1968, Indiana's last Rose Bowl. So, you know, it's been almost 60 years for Indiana. But I'm with you. I think the over is correlated with Ole Miss just because we know what Chambliss can do. We know what Lacy can do. Lacy looked awesome in that first game too. Just the way that he just runs over everybody, but also he's so fast. Like, shocker, like a SEC Division I running back is really good at, you know, running. But I think you're right. I think those two things are correlated. But I also worry that we're going to do this whole song and dance, and we're going to do that Team of Destiny. Oh, well, if the offense can click, and then we just go in and Georgia wins like 20-13, and they just make Ole Miss play that grinded out, gritty, rock fight type of game, and they just win. And maybe Ole Miss still covers, because I said 20-13, that would cover, well, you'd push the 7, but it just kind of feels like we always do this with Georgia, where we try to like nitpick and find ways to analyze, oh, well, if this, that, and the other happen, then the other team can win, and then just none of that happens, and Georgia just rolls.
It definitely could. Here's my other thought, too, in betting these games. Jake, there's going to be a whole bunch of people that put together an Ohio State, Indiana, and Georgia money line parlay, right? Plus 140. Who screws it up? Who's the team that ruins the parlay? My vote would either be Alabama or Ole Miss. I go back and forth between the two. I think we both feel confident it's probably not going to be Miami. And maybe the parlay hits. But I think if the parlay hits, you're going to need one of these favorites to come back and win the game, right? Like, there's going to be one of these favorites is going to make it difficult on themselves. And obviously the question is trying to figure out who that is. I think if you ask most people, they would say Alabama. I just got a funny suspicion like it might be Ole Miss. I don't know. It's going to be one of those two teams. But who do you think would be the dog that might screw it up?
I think you mentioned it already. I would have to say Alabama because they have that super high ceiling. Like, I think they have a higher ceiling than Ole Miss. I think they have a higher ceiling than a couple, than obviously Miami. But because we saw it, we've seen it, the results. I mean, we kind of saw flashes of it in that Oklahoma game too. I lean towards Alabama because also it feels like, wouldn't it be so college football if the number one overall seed gets in, they've been on this magic carpet ride, really going back to last year, and oh, here we go, they're the one seed now, they got even better from last year, they have the Heisman winner, everybody likes him because he's so likable, and you know his voice is cracking in the post game, and then they just lose. And then it's just big, bad, evil empire, Alabama again. And everyone's saying, oh, remember when everyone wanted to fire Kalen DeBoer and say that he should go to Michigan? And, oh, well, now they're going to the semis. Like, it just doesn't that feel so scripted? Like, doesn't that feel so like you could so perfectly see it?
You could. I hope we see it. I really
yeah,
do.
Yeah, right. Of course. Yeah. What am I saying? Obviously, you hope that happens.
Hope we see it. Hope we see it. All right, Jake, so fill out the rest of your bracket. What do you think the semifinal matchups are going to be? Who's your national champion, championship game? And then who's your champion? What's your bracket the rest of the way?
I still think I'm going to stick to my guns. I think Texas Tech wins. I do think they beat Oregon. You know what? I'm going to take a stand. What do I have to lose? I think Alabama beats Indiana. I think they win outright. I think we see Tech going against Alabama, and then I think Georgia wins still. I think Ole Miss makes it close, and they cover, but I do think that Georgia wins. I think Ohio State wins. I do think Georgia upsets Ohio State, though. If you're going to give me Gunnar Stockton and Kirby Smart against Ryan Day and Julian Sain, but most importantly, Ryan Day, I'm going to take Kirby in that spot every single time. So I think Georgia ends up upsetting Ohio State. I'm sticking to it. I think Texas Tech beats Alabama. I think we get Texas Tech over Georgia. Did I bet that? So I'm trying to manifest it. Yes, I would really love that 20-1 to come home. So maybe I'm a little bit biased, but I think Tech beats Georgia in the championship game.
You're going with Texas Tech to win the national championship.
I absolutely am, PJ Glasser. Let me be the first to say, Jake Hassan, in the year of our Lord, 2025, 2 days before Christmas, give me the Red Raiders. Texas Tech wins the Natty over Georgia.
If that happens, you clip this off and you send it out everywhere. If it doesn't, then you just burn it. You burn it.
Yeah, we never talk about it again.
Never talk about it again. I too like Texas Tech to beat Oregon. I think Indiana squeaks by Bama, so I think we get Indiana and Texas Tech. Going with Ohio State over Miami. Jake, let's go with Ole Miss. Let's go with Ole Miss against Ohio State. I actually kind of think they might win. Because here's my theory too. This happens all the time also in March Madness where bracket comes out and we all play like the hypothetical game where it's like, oh, could you imagine if we get UConn and Auburn in the Sweet 16? Could you imagine if we get Michigan State and North Carolina in the Elite? Like we all look at the right. And like Jake, they almost never happen. Like all the matchups that everybody wants to see, like they just, and when the bracket came out, all of us were looking at that Ohio State-Georgia game. We were all looking at that 2-3. A lot of people feel like that could be the de facto national championship. Maybe we do end up getting that game, but I think one of those dogs is going to make it really tough on one of those teams. And as we sit here, I do the show yesterday with Kate. I do the show today with you today. I think Ole Miss might win, Jake. So damn it, what do we have to lose? Ole Miss upsets Georgia. I'll go Ole Miss, Ohio State semi, Indiana, Texas Tech semi. I'll go Texas Tech in the national championship against Ohio State. Just think Ohio State's too good. I think they're too good. I think they go back to back. think they go back to back and they win it all. I'm with you though on Texas Tech to the national championship game. My take is that I don't think Indiana is going to the Natty. Whether Bama beats them, whether Texas Tech or Oregon beats them, I don't think Indiana goes to the national championship because, Jake, it was the way that I felt about Oregon last year when they were the undefeated Big Ten champion, got the number one seed, and everybody's like, oh, this Oregon, they're so good. They're going to go to the Natty. They're probably going to win it. Like, their team's complete. It's just too hard in this era of college football to go undefeated and win a national championship, I think, unless you're just like a generational team. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, their LSU team could run the table and win it all. One of those prime Alabama Nick Saban team, like that 2020 team with Mac Jones, Devontae Smith, when they won the Heisman, they could have run the table and go undefeated. You need a team like that. I think all of us would agree there's not a team out there this year in college football. I just don't think Indiana's going to run the table. I don't think they're going to win the Natty. And please don't bet Indiana at plus 320. You could have gotten them at such better prices throughout the rest of the year. So I don't see any value betting Indiana price or even, you know, or even just the fact that I think they're going to do it. I think the value is actually in Bama at 18-1. Or Texas Tech, like we've been talking about, at 8-1. I think that's your value play. It's in the top half, and I think you either take your shot with Oregon, Texas Tech, or Alabama, one of those three teams. I take my shot with Texas Tech, Jake, like you, but ultimately, I think Ohio State goes back-to-back. They win it again. They're just the best team. Their defense is ridiculous. They got those two receivers saying, I think we'll make enough plays, so I'll take Ohio State. Jake going with Texas Tech to win the Natty, but Jake, I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to take Ohio State to pull the upset and take down Georgia. All right, we come back. Can we talk a little baseball, Jake? Is that cool? I want to talk some baseball.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, I said we talked some baseball here on Bet Sweats. That's doing it. That's why you tune in to Bet Sweats here on the BetMGM Network, PJ Glasser and Jake Assam, because we're talking everything on the show today. And Jake, as you said, we got some news that Bryce Harper announced he is going to compete in the World Baseball Classic. Team USA is putting together quite the squad. When you got Skeens and Scooble as your 1-2 punch, And then you got all these boppers in the middle of your order that are competing. It's going to be a lot of fun. Bryce's team, the Philadelphia Phillies, they are 10-1 right now, BetMGM, to win the World Series. They have the third shortest odds right now at BetMGM. They still do have some big decisions to make in free agency. Certainly, Ranger Suarez, we don't think he's going to return to Philadelphia, but a chance that that could happen. But Philly is your favorite to win the NL East at plus 165. Somehow the Mets are still up there at plus 200 along with the Braves at plus 200. Let's just talk about that division as a whole because it's really interesting. Phillies, Mets, Braves, are they going to bounce back? I think you and I both are very intrigued by the Marlins for the upcoming season. I think they could be super, super sneaky. And then you just got the Nationals who are basically like the opposite of Leonardo DiCaprio. They want everybody who is age 30 or below, right? What do you think of that? That's pretty good, isn't it? They're anti-Leo, the Nationals.
I'm really mad I didn't think of that, actually.
Isn't that pretty good?
That's great. That's really, really good, PJ.
Jake, their GM is 31 years old. Their manager is 35. But I kind of love what they're doing. Like, if you know you're going to go through a rebuild, if there's really nobody there to build around outside of James Wood, I mean, why not? Like, take a swing at all these people when you can get them, when they're looking to be, you know, a professional GM, a professional manager at the MLB level. And if they turn out to be studs, then unbelievable. You found the next gem. But yeah, we know the Nationals aren't competing. I think the Marlins are super interesting. The Braves, I mean, have all the talent in the world, but we say that every year, and I don't know. And then it really feels like it's still the Phillies division to lose, doesn't it?
The Phillies scare me just because Zach Wheeler, coming off this shoulder blood clot thing, it's going to be one of two. It's going to be one of two outcomes. Either it's going to be Jamie Garcia from 10 years ago, where he basically disappeared into the ether and we never heard from him again, or it's Merrill Kelly and he comes back strong and is fine and goes on to recover pretty well from this. It's one of two with these type of shoulder injuries, like the thoracic outlet stuff. Like, it's the only, like, we don't have any gray area, at least there hasn't been yet to this point. So for that, I mean, we know what Aaron Nola is at this point. Ranger Suarez, I keep seeing stuff linking him to the Astros. I really like Christopher Sanchez. Had Cy Young tickets on him last year. Didn't get home, but it was a fun ride for a couple of months. And so I like that. But my issue with the Phillies is Bryce is another year older. Do you really think Schwarber is going to hit almost 60 home runs again? Trey Turner continues to decline. Like, it feels like the Phillies are running it back, but mostly because they really don't have a choice. Because if you don't, then it's just waving the white flag and saying, well, window's closed, got to move on, which they probably should do. You could trade Bryce, and I'm sure somebody would take him somewhere. You could have let Schwarber walk. You could try and see what you can get for some of these other young guys on your staff. But I just don't see it with the Phillies. I don't know that they should be the favorites. I'm really interested in the Braves. And the biggest thing for me with the Braves is you get a full year of Ronald Acuna Jr., but that pitching staff could be awesome, PJ. Like, Spencer Schwalbach, if he takes another step forward, Spencer Strider, if he bounces back, Hurston Waldrop, I think, is awesome. He had a really strong rookie year, and I think he could take a huge leap forward. And then Chris Sale's still pitching at a pretty high level. That's four legitimate starters right there for you with the Braves. And then you fill it out. Like, Matt Olson isn't going to have another year where he's basically non-existent. Ronald Acuna Jr., like I said, full year. I think Ozzie Albies bounces back too. I think the Braves are pretty interesting for the NL East. And the Marlins, yeah, they'll be frisky, but I still think they're probably a year away. They still need a star.
What I like about the Braves too is the fact that Snitaker's finally gone. Like, it felt like his time is just like enough, right? So he retired. Walt Weiss takes over, and we don't know what to expect, but I'm kind of just happy that they got a new person in there. I kind of feel like the Phillies needed that. You know, they're running it back with Rob Thompson, and he has done a good job. Maybe you do give him one more year. But it felt like some of the decisions he was making throughout the season, certainly in the postseason, a lot of Phillies fans weren't pleased with. So I think he's on the hot seat heading into this year. I think you're right about the Braves. I mean, again, they just have signed these guys to long contracts to where, like, this is their core forever, right? You mentioned a full year of Acuna. Olsen's still a stud. it's really going to come down to like Albies, Profar, right? Like they need Profar to turn into the guy we saw in San Diego. Albies needs to be good. Riley needs to stay healthy. You brought up the upside of the pitching staff though. So the Braves kind of are that team this year where if it does go right for them, they could be super scary. I could definitely see the case for them. You're probably right on the Marlins. I really like them, Jake. I don't know why, man. I mean, Stowers is finally coming into his own. And like, if you don't follow baseball, you don't know a lot of these guys, but Edward Cabrera, re-sign him, I think, or they don't trade him, is interesting. They were just super competitive. And what I liked about the Marlins, they didn't fear anybody last year. You know, they went in and played against some of the top teams in baseball and had some success. They went on some long win streaks. So if they can just stay consistent, I think they could be a super interesting team. And then the Mets, I mean, they got rid of Jeff McNeil again yesterday. Jake, like, what the hell are they doing?
I want nothing to do with the Mets. Soto and Lindor could have an awesome year, but you let Pete Alonso walk because you weren't willing to go an extra, what was it, $5 million or something to match the Orioles or go above their offer to Pete Alonso. So you let him walk. Same thing with Edwin Diaz. You weren't willing to go another, I think it was $4 million that the Dodgers gave him. So he walks as well. And now, like Jeff McNeil, there were rumors that he wasn't getting along with Lindor and other people in the clubhouse, and he's bad now anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But the Mets haven't done anything to replace any of these guys. They're sitting on their hands, and they've been trying to piecemeal together a rotation the last couple of years. Okay, here's Sean Manaea. Okay, here's Frankie Montas. Okay, we'll see if this works. Kodai Senga, can you stay healthy for 3 seconds? The answer is no, by the way. Like, I want nothing to do with the Mets. They're going to try and survive on Lindor and Soto. Good luck. Have fun. I'm way good. I think they have some really nice young starting pitchers. Like, I like Sproat. I like McLean. He's on that USA team that we were talking about to start the segment. But the rest of this lineup, when I look at it, like, you're not really working with much else here. Like, this is fine, I guess, if you really want to start running it. Like, the Marcus Semien trade, whatever. You sign Jorge Polanco, who's had two good years over his career. Francisco Alvarez is basically nothing. I don't know. Have fun with David Peterson and Clay Holmes again. Like, sure.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on the Mets. What about the Dodgers? They're the heavy favorites to three-peat at +300. They add Edwin Diaz. I mean, how do you feel about them going into next year? You think there's a very real case that they can win it again?
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably play some exactas with them. Like, how do you not? Like, they had one weakness. It was the bullpen. They go get Edwin Diaz. This team is still unbelievable. I will say, though, PJ, one thing, because we see this in sports in a lot of, like, whether it be the NBA, NHL, baseball, eventually, as these teams continue to make really deep runs, the fatigue does start to set in. Like, the Dodgers have been playing baseball longer than everybody for the last 3 years, now probably about to be 4 years. Eventually, the cracks are going to start to show. Maybe it doesn't. Who knows? The Dodgers have played this pretty well where they give guys a lot of rest days. They give guys a lot of space to kind of do their thing. And then once you hit the postseason, okay, it's go time. But, you know, we're about to be on like a fourth or fifth year here of the Dodgers playing pretty deep in October. And it starts to catch up to you at a certain point, especially as these guys continue to get older. But I do think they are the most likely to win, all that to say.
The American League is super interesting, Jake, because, I mean, they're pricing the Yankees like they're the clear team to beat in the American League at +325. I just don't agree with that at all. they do. There's a lot of like Braves with the Yankees. You know, they're almost like the AL version of the Braves, where especially with the pitching staff. Right. Schlittler looks like he's going to be a stud. We know Max Fried is awesome. But Gerrit Cole is coming back from injury. Rodon, like, you don't know what that's going to look like. They did lose some pieces in their bullpen. They lost Weaver and they lost Williams. And they really haven't done much, Jake, to add to that lineup. You know, it's still just kind of like Aaron Judge and everybody else and hope that it just works. So I don't love the lineup for the Yankees. I still don't love Boone as a manager. The starting pitching is really good, but I still have my questions about the bullpen. I don't really have any interest in the Yankees. The Blue Jays, it feels like they take a step back. I think the Mariners are interesting. Again, I think the Red Sox are interesting, especially if they can re-sign Bregman. And like, maybe I'm being biased, Jake, but kind of getting excited about my O's. Kind of getting excited. They're going to need, they're going to need a lot of guys in that lineup. Like, Adley has to have a good year. They're going to need Adley to produce. Westberg has to stay healthy. Jackson Holliday has to take the next step. Gunnar has to be an MVP candidate. Masayo has to be the stud that I think much of us think he can be. But man, Alonso, like, they needed that middle linchpin in their order, and they got that. They do need to go sign another like big free agent pitcher or trade for one. Like, Baz was a good move, but I felt the same way about the Taylor Ward signing that I feel about Baz. Like, Taylor Ward was a good signing. I like it a lot better now that they got Alonso. I think Baz is a good signing. I'd feel a lot better about it if they went and got Framber or Ranger Suarez. You know what I mean? So, like, Baz was a nice move, but it should be a complimentary move to hopefully something else big that you do. I don't know, Jake. Maybe I'm a homer. I just like the price, and I like the upside of the Orioles at 10-1.
So a couple things for me based on what you said, and I'll start with the Orioles, PJ. I love the lineup. I think the lineup's going to be unbelievable. I agree you need a pitcher. You got a logjam here, and it's starting to feel like maybe the organization's souring on Adley Rutschman a little bit. I'm just saying there's a pitcher in the nation's capital who's controllable, who's a young lefty, who strikes out a ton of guys. If the Nats are going to be shopping Mackenzie Gore, Adley still has a ton of years of control here that more fits the Nationals window. Would you be shocked if you saw something like a Gore for Adley straight up swap? I wouldn't be. I think that makes a ton of sense. You finally get another young player to pair with James Wood in the lineup. Accelerate. I'm sure the Nats would want some prospect capital too. It probably wouldn't be a one for one, but Mackenzie Gore is the hot name in the streets, and you have a log jam here. I think Basayo is going to be awesome. I'm going to have a ticket on him for rookie of the year, more likely than not. I think he can be great. So if the Nats plan on playing him at catcher, which now that they signed Alonso, that's probably going to be the case, I think that could work, and I kind of agree. I think they need to make a move for a pitcher. I like what the Blue Jays are doing. I like that the Blue Jays aren't just sitting on their hands. I think they need to re-sign Bichette, but going and getting Dylan Cease, I was like, whoa, okay, like let's rock, let's go, okay. I like that a lot. I will say, PJ, and I'm going to do this again. I'm going to touch that stove again.
Houston?
No.
We're going back?
No.
Oh, okay.
Texas.
Okay.
I think the Rangers could bounce. I love Skip Schumacher. I love him. I was hoping he would take the Braves job, but I love him in that Rangers clubhouse too. I think, Semien, it was time to go, and it makes sense just for where the Rangers are at because their top prospect, and he's like a top 20 prospect in baseball as it is, he's at AAA. He's a shortstop. He's ready to go. All right. You slap him at second base, fill the spot left by Semien. We know what that pitching staff is with DeGrom and Eovaldi at the top. I like the step forward that Jack Leiter took last year as well. So I keep coming back to Schumacher. Like, this is such a perfect spot for him. A team that horribly was under expectations last year. And if we all remember what he did with the Marlins, he turned them around very quickly just a couple of years ago, made them a playoff team, won manager of the year. So I think that's a perfect spot for him. You know the Rangers are never going to be shy about bringing in new talent. I kind of think Texas, they could be in for a bounce back. And I think Wyatt Langford's going to be a stud this year.
I don't hate that. I mean, they have so much Cisco Giants to them where, again, yeah. Like, and Bochy was there, so this is what they would do, where suck for a year, great for a year, suck for a year. Now I know they have missed the playoffs two straight years. You're right. I mean, the price of 22-1, that lineup could still mash if those guys stay healthy. I think it was time for them to move off of Adolis Garcia. And again, like, yeah, they got Evan Carter, they got Langford, right? Like, they got guys step in and play the outfield. It's time for this new wave. You still got Seager in there. He's still one of the best if he can stay healthy. And that pitching, right? I mean, God, those guys were so good at the beginning of the year. I don't hate that. I wasn't even considering Texas, but since you brought him up and I looked at 22-1 to win the American League, I'm like, don't
price
hate that at all.
Decent
Don't
price.
Hate that at all on the Rangers. I kind of like it, Jake. Kind of like it. All right, we come back. We wrap the show with lightning bets here on Bet Sweat.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Not Jake, honestly, not as bad as I thought. Like, I mean, Ecuador and Curacao and Kansas City, Jake, for $318, not terrible. Could see myself making the move there. Let's see. I feel like, are you going to try and go to a game? Because, see, I'm fortunate that I'm in D.C., so even though we don't have a host World Cup game, I could just take the train up to Philly, or I could take the train up to MetLife or whatever and go to one of these games. But if somebody who's there in Chicago, I mean, your closest game is probably Kansas City, like the closest game for you? Is it Philly? Like, I don't know what the closest game would be for you.
Yeah, I think it would be Kansas City, because I think that would only be like an 8-hour drive or something. Like, whereas like Philly, I'd have to take a plane. Yeah, 8-hour drive almost exactly to Kansas City. So like Philly, I'd have to take a plane. Something like anywhere on the East Coast, Toronto, obviously. So I guess it'd be Kansas City. And then at that point, you're talking about like travel expense, gas, food. Like, you know, it's a lot. It's all right. Jake, DJ, I'll be at the bar. I'll watch at the bar. It's fine.
Jake, go road trip with the boys June 27th on Saturday. I'm seeing Austria and Algeria for $239 to go to Arrowhead, see some World Cup. Would you?
DJ, I'd rather just spend that $200 at the bar and be in the comfort of my own city and at night my own bed.
Really? So you not like it doesn't interest you, intrigue you to go to like any World Cup game? What about the Olympics when that's here in LA? Like, would you spend the money to go to that at all?
That I could probably be into, because at least then, like, because full disclosure, I'm not a huge soccer guy, and if I'm going to see Algeria, like, it's not going to be a super great game that people are super hyped for, you know? Like, I love to go do stuff just for the event. Like, I am always pro F it. Let's just go to the event and have a good time. But, like, Kansas City for Algeria and Uruguay or whatever it's going to be, like, I'm okay. Now, the Olympics is different because, like, you could find your way to the golf, or the baseball is going to be back for this Olympics, basketball. I would be down to see, like, shooting or something. Like, that'd be cool.
Right.
Like, there's a bunch of different stuff. I'm just not the biggest soccer guy. And also, like, all right, it's in Los Angeles. It's not in Kansas City. It's just, a little different.
Jake, but imagine, as again, like, you're very much like me. Like, you're, when it comes to sporting events, you want to go for the vibes, like the energy. Jake, imagine a stadium full of, like, Algeria people in Kansas City, Missouri, right? Like, just
okay,
there.
You're selling me on bit now.
You know what I mean? Like, they're coming, they're spending their life savings to come watch their country play soccer. They're in Kansas City. They have absolutely no idea who Patrick Mahomes is. They're walking around. They're seeing this guy.
They've never seen a smoked brisket in their lives.
Nothing like that, right? They probably see Travis Kelce on a billboard, and they're like, oh, I think I know. Doesn't he date that Taylor's, right? So, like, dude, for the vibes alone, like, okay, that to me is what makes the World Cup tremendous, is these countries, we can't comprehend how much they love soccer. They're going to be right in some of these cities where they have no idea what they're doing. And you're just going to be hanging out, people watching world-class soccer. Like,
you go celebrate with the fans of whatever team wins. You just join the party.
Jake, all right, doesn't that sound like electric time? Like,
you might be convincing me, PJ. I might be coming around on this.
You know what I mean? And again, like, you don't have to spend $1,200 to go watch France play, but, like, go watch one of, you know? Go watch Jordan. Go watch Algeria. I think it's going to be a heck of a
time. Just find the nearest barbecue place and try to feed an Algerian person, like, just a slice of smoked brisket. Watch their life change in front of their eyes.
I'm definitely getting to a game this summer. I got to figure out who I'm going to see in what city, but I will definitely go to a World Cup game, and I'm going to try and get to the Olympics. Bucket list stuff. They're coming to the U.S. Gotta try and do it while you can. So, love that. All right, let's talk some betting. Some of our favorite bets for today. Max, if you could, sir, please fly the Lightning bets graphic. Here we go. Bang. All right. Lightning bets. Beautiful. Jake, is there any music that comes with that, or they just fly the Lightning bets?
No, it's just the music that's underneath. It's all we get.
I see. I like that. All right. Lightning bets, beautiful. Anywhere you want to take it. Do you like anything in college football today? We have three bowl games today. Like, how degenerate are we getting? Are you any action for you? Louisville, Toledo in the New Orleans Bowl. Western Kentucky and Southern Miss in the Bush's Boca Raton Bowl, and the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl. Dan Mullen and the boys from Vegas taking on Ohio as a 6.5-point dog. Can I interest you in any of those bowl games today?
Well, I think we mentioned it on air. Jeff Brohm going to be leaving Louisville now. He's going to be the next head coach at Michigan. Give me the sayonara spot. Give me the -8.5 with Louisville. Send them off the swan song spot here. Just go win a bowl game on the way out. Last little check mark, last little medallion on the jacket in there, and go to Michigan with a bowl game win. Give me Louisville on that one. Otherwise, I'm not as in the weeds as you are on these weekly bowl games, so I'll lay out for you on these other two.
I'll also lay it with Louisville with you. I like the Jeff Brohm, saying goodbye. Toledo's head coach, Jason Candle, is also off to UConn. So, one of those bowl games where the coach is gone and he's taking coaches with them, and you got players maybe in the play, all that. I don't want to mess with that. Give me Louisville -10.5. Southern Miss and Western Kentucky making me nervous. I just bet the over at 57.5. It's still 58.5, and that's the direction I would lean. Southern Miss's head coach, Charles Huff, he is off to take the job at Memphis. But they're taking a ton of money, Jake. Like, Western Kentucky was a 4.5-point favorite. Now they're a 1.5-point dog. So clearly all these opt-outs, people are staying away from them. They're betting Southern Miss. I don't know. Now that we're getting Western Kentucky as a dog, kind of like him at even money. And then I'll take Ohio +6.5. This is an official bet. This is a Lightning bet. Ohio +6.5 against UNLV. Folks, Ohio's got a team. All right. Parker Navarro, nice little quarterback, decent offense. I mean, the total is 66.5. So if you like points, this is the game for you. Yeah, UNLV's got Dan Mullen. Yeah, they can put up points. But, I mean, we got a Tuesday night game at 9 p.m. How are you not going to take a team from the MAC? Right? This is what they live for, Jake. What they live for. We're taking Ohio plus 6.5 tonight against UNLV. Any other bowl games that you want to put in lightning bets down the road? Anything that you like, college football playoff or otherwise?
Yeah, I'll bring up the college football angles, the playoff angles that we talked about earlier. I love Texas Tech. You're giving me them as a dog. I'm taking them on the money line. I love this team. I think they're going to win the Natty. Give me Texas Tech to beat Oregon in an upset straight up on the money line. And I'll take the 7 with your Tide, PJ. I think the 7 is a little bit too much here. I think it's a little bit of disrespect. Indiana banged up. I think the magic carpet ride ends here. Give me the Tide. I think 7, a touchdown, is just a little too much disrespect to Alabama and your Crimson Tide.
Hell yeah, Jake. Love that. Bet of bowl season for me, we're going to be on the New Mexico Lobos in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. It's either going to be a Mary or not so merry Christmas for your boy on December 26th. We need New Mexico, Jake. Had a terrific year out of the Mountain West. They played Michigan and Ann Arbor earlier in the year, so they got a taste of like Big Ten physicality. You know, how much does Minnesota really want to be there? How much do they really want to play against New Mexico? New Mexico, big time motivation edge there. We're going with the Lobos plus the points. I also, in bowl season, I like your Illini quite a bit in the Music City Bowl against Tennessee. People keep betting Tennessee, and this line just continues to drop. As you know, there was a lot of expectations around your Illini coming into the season. Altmaier, Bielma, I think they go out the right way. I think they win that game, Jake. I'll take Illinois. Also, give me TCU in the Alamo Bowl against USC. You're giving me Lincoln Riley as a 6.5-point favorite? Seriously? We're fading that. I think TCU might be better. I'm a big fan of Josh Hoover. I like Sonny Dykes as an underdog. I'll take TCU plus the points against USC. So those are some of the other bowl games that I like. And then I'm with you on Texas Tech. I'm with you on Bama plus the 7. And damn it, Jake, I thought I'd be on Georgia. I'm taking Ole Miss on the money line. I kind of think that's one of those games. I think that's one of those games where either Georgia covers or Ole Miss wins outright. Nothing in between. And I think Ole Miss wins outright. I'll take the upset. I'm believing. The vibes are high. I just team of destiny feel. We got Georgia, Indiana, Ohio State money line parlay. Somebody's going to ruin it. I think Ole Miss is going to be that somebody. So give me the Rebels on the money line. NFL week 17. Jake, any best bets for you in the NFL?
I'm just going to lean into it with the Panthers. I'll take the points with them at home. They just constantly cover in these spots. So I like the Panthers. I'll lean into the hashtag trend. I'll take the Texans outright as dogs against the Chargers. I just think this should be more of a coin flip than it is. I'll take the plus money with the Texans on the money line in that one. And I'll put it in now. I'm not scared of the Eagles. Inside of 3 with Buffalo, I'm taking it.
All right, there you go. I'll go with the Lions minus 6 against the Vikings on Christmas Day. I'll take the under in Texans Chargers 39.5. Give me the Ravens on the money line against the Packers. And I will also take the Eagles in a teaser with probably the Bengals. I'll go Bengals minus 1, Eagles plus 8. What could go wrong? Jake.
God bless.
Also, kind of like Miami a little bit, plus 5.5 against the Bucks as well. Jake, always a pleasure, my friend. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and yours, and hope to do it again soon.
Of course, PJ, you have my contact information. I'll see you in Kansas City next summer.
Hell yeah, dude. See those people from Algeria get fired up to watch their boys play. Absolutely love it. That'll do it for Jake and I on Bet Sweats. Happy holidays to everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.